Well, Tom, business investment already fell off the fiscal cliff. Over the last few quarters, businesses have been very reluctant to invest or to hire when faced with these types of uncertainties. Similarly, households have also been a bit reluctant faced with the uncertainties, and governments also can't fully make their budgets for 2013. So with this appropriate sensitivity, economic growth is slower than it would have otherwise been.
So your analysis, Hank, is that this economic uncertainty in Washington is holding back the economy all the way from, you know, from the kitchen table to the corporate boardroom and city hall and the state house.
Yes, that's what the data seem to tell us. Confidence is relatively high in the household sector, not quite so good in the business sector, but high enough. But yet there is a lack of commitment, even though the basic economy continues to grow at about 2.5%, which should be sufficient to support somewhat stronger investment at this stage in the business cycle, but it isn't.
Now, last week we had the latest jobs numbers, and Florida's unemployment rate is still falling slowly. It's about 8.7% now. And so if not for this looming uncertainty of the fiscal cliff, do you feel that unemployment would be lower than the 8.7% we saw come out last week?
Yes, absolutely. And I think when and if the cliff is resolved, which I believe it will be, we'll see stronger growth in 2013, in part because of the lifting of this veil of uncertainty.
Now, we did have our monthly job numbers released last week for Florida, and the economic recovery, at least for Central Florida, seems to be moving along, although somewhat more slowly than we might prefer.
Here in Central Florida, yes. Yeah. Over 21,700 jobs created over the last 12 months, leading the state of Florida, based on tourism, business and professional services, healthcare, and housing. But yet there's pockets of weakness. When we look at Daytona Beach, they actually lost over 2,000 jobs over the last year. Melbourne, Titusville grew only 1,000 jobs.
So many parts of Florida are not looking so well. But the Metro Orlando area did lead the state.
Absolutely. And Tampa came in second. So the I-4 corridor is doing well. Miami's doing well. But then 10 of our metropolitan areas out of 22 in Florida lost employment over the last 12 months. So Florida's employment recovery is very mediocre. On percentage terms, we grew jobs at less than 1%. The United States is growing at 1.5%. This pattern has held true for the last 18 to 24 months, Tom.
Well, this latest report really is not so much different from what we've been seeing for the last year or so. How do you, as an economist, determine how much of this is due to the impending fiscal crisis and nervousness over that, and how much would just be happening anyway as we continue to recover economically?
Well, some of this slow growth would occur following a huge financial crisis like the one we just went through. So slow growth typically follows big crashes. That was true in 75. That was true in 81, 82. That's true today. So some of that is simply the cyclical response and the vestiges of the housing crisis. But some of it also reflects this great uncertainty. We had uncertainty last year over the debt ceiling. It was very corrosive to confidence. And now we have this looming fiscal cliff and this reluctance of businesses and households to commit to spending as they normally would at this stage in the business cycle. So how do I know? Because I can look at business investment spending in particular and see that it did fall off the fiscal cliff.
So here we are just coming into Thanksgiving and, of course, Black Friday, the official beginning of the holiday shopping season. But I'm wondering what your holiday predictions are. Are consumers going to spend a little more freely this year, or will this economic uncertainty affect those shopping decisions as well?
It'll cause buyers to hold back a little bit. The projections previously, mine and others were for about a 4 to 4.5% gain. Now this uncertainty is causing us to dial it back to maybe 3.5 to 4%, but it's going to be a good Christmas shopping season. There is enough employment growth, and there's been a huge improvement in household balance sheets. Households now are willing and able to take on a little more credit card debt to support their Christmas shopping. So I'm pretty confident we should have a good Christmas, especially here in Central Florida, because our economy is doing so much better, as we discussed, and tourism this season should be very strong over the holidays.